Eddie, how hard did you have to work for that this evening?
Yeah, very hard. I think tough game. Swansea are a decent team. They've got some good players, and well, every team in the Premier League has good players. So any win, I've always said it, and I continue to say it, is very, very precious. And I thought we defended very well today, and that's not something I've said too regularly this season. I think that's the highlight.
I would imagine you breathed a lot easier on the bench once that second one went in, because you just come under a bit of pressure before that.
Yeah, we had. You know, these games are worth so much to every team that a one-goal lead is it's a difficult thing to play with. You know, how open do you go? And I thought the lads got the balance pretty much right. I mean, we're under a little bit of pressure, but they didn't create too much. And the second goal was, as you say, great to see going.
But Bennick, obviously, a hand in both goals. It was Joshua King last week. The strikers sort of rotating around the responsibilities and the key moments, if you like.
Yeah, good to see. Really good to see. You know, a team needs its goal scorers, needs to know where the goals are going to come from. And I think with Josh and Bennick, there's a dual threat, and that's difficult for other teams to predict as well. But I thought they both did well tonight, and Bennick took his second goal especially superbly.
How aware are you of nullifying their key players last week? Andy Carroll didn't have an influence on the game tonight. Llorente didn't really have much influence on the game either.
Yeah, real credit to our back four today, because I thought they kept a very good player quiet. We had to try and stop the supply of crosses into the box. We had to try and keep him out of the box as much as we could. And I thought Stephen Cook, Simon Francis and added with the two fullbacks did a great job.
I know you don't like to isolate individuals, but just before the second goal went in, there was a double block by Steve Cook in the six-yard box. Was that a pivotal moment in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's several pivotal moments in the game, but Cookie's been he's been really good for us this season. I think he's really matured into an excellent player, and those key defining moments, I remember them. And, you know, we needed that mentality today because it hasn't always been there. And I thought we looked difficult to play against today.
A first clean sheet since the Swansea game down there on New Year. That must be hugely pleasing as well.
Well, that's what I spoke about the players after the game. That's the most pleasing thing. You know, we need to find a way to keep clean sheets more regularly in this league. And it is very difficult with the quality of players you're playing against. But, you know, we believe we have good enough players to do it. And I thought the back four were very good.
How does the table look from your point of view? I know you won't have looked at it, but I can tell you you're 11th, which sounds markedly better than it has been in the last few weeks.
Yeah, you're right, I haven't looked at it. So regardless of where we are in the table, I think we're just pleased that we've refound the winning formula. And two wins, so important games, these two. We knew that, and without putting too much pressure on the players, we highlighted that to them and added that with the point away at Manchester United. It's been a good three games for us.
How does a 9-point cushion to the bottom three sound?
Sounds nice, but we really just focusing now on the next game already against Southampton. It's a two-week break, but we're looking forward to that. But we're pleased that we're, you know, have such a good game to come back into.
Thanks for coming out so quick, Eddie. Well done.
Thank you.